Hey guys, what's up? It's me. So this dream, it takes place in like a classroom, and basically it like starts out and it's like it's not a very wide classroom. It's enough room for two very long tables to be in it, but the length of the room is very long. But it's enough for two tables to fit in. So I don't know, I guess. And then at one end is a chalkboard or a whiteboard, whatever. And then on the other end, I don't really know. There was probably an end, but I didn't really look for an end. There was an end somewhere. But I was like doing math homework, but this was like, because I'm not in school right now. And I don't know if I was going back to school in this dream, but I was like in high school. It was all high school classmates, but we were just like doing math and stuff. And I was like, oh, dang, I remember this. This shit's easy. And everyone was like, dang, this dude knows what he's doing. And so I was like, it was a nice dream because I felt smart. But like the dream just cuts off in the same room, but the room lengthens. Like it stays the same width, but it lengthens. Everybody disappears except for somebody. Somebody's with me, but I don't remember who exactly. And it turns into like an abandoned retail store with like those pretty shitty shelves, and I don't know, it's hard to explain, but I think you'll know what I'm talking about if like you were to just search it up. It's like it got the white shelves with the dots and with the holes in them, and but it's the same idea, two rows of those. There's a left side, a middle, and then a right, and we're on the right side, and then like the room just stretches left and right, so it's super long. I'm with somebody, I don't remember who, might have been my brother. And then just the whole place, every single shelf is full of whistles, like full of some of them look like they were carved like by hand, and other ones look like they were just cut up and like put together like I don't know how to explain, but some of them look like man-made, some of them look like they were made by a robot and then assembled with hand or whatever. But we're like blowing into these whistles, and they weren't really making any noise. Like they were, but they weren't functional. Like they were, the only thing they could do was you could blow air through them. And then finally, like there was like odd, like there was like a block. It was like just a square with little pieces poking out, and I blew into it and it didn't work. It was like a bunch of weird looking whistles. Or recorders and flutes. Like they were all different sizes and stuff. But I finally got to one, and it started to make noise. It was like, and I was like, oh. And then the dream, like something happens and the dream just cuts off. So I don't know what the fuck happened, but it was kind of scary. Like just the idea of it, like the dream cutting, like right when the music started playing. But yeah, that was pretty much the whole dream there. You know, I don't really care. No one listens to this anyway, but, I don't know if it was the same night or a different night, but I was with like my ex-girlfriend's mom, and we were just kind of hanging out, and we were like camping or something. And then I was offering up to help them with a garden or something. Cause I think I was just thinking about it. Well, not like them in general, but just like, oh, it'd be cool to help people with gardens. But I was like, that was like the whole dream pretty much was like, ew. And then we started like, I think in the dream, me and my ex-girlfriend were together. So she was like, you want to see some shit that she does or something? I was like, yeah. And then she was like showing me like messages that they'd sent to each other. And it was just like weird stuff. Like, oh, I threw my socks everywhere. Like some weird, like, you know, just like weird things. Nothing like crazy, but there was so much more to it. I don't remember if that was the same night or a different night, but that was pretty much the dream. I'm not even going to put that in the title because it's not worth it, but yeah, that was the dream, so yeah.